You know, this may surprise you, this news from the Federal Trade Commission. I don't know if you saw this. But it's going to be a shocker, so prepare yourself.
I'm ready.
The FTC says our system for resolving debt disputes, not good.
Not pleasant or just breaking down?
Just not
oh, really?
Efficient.
So
I know that
both
shocks you.
Unpleasant and broken.
Exactly. Louise Story is here to explain for us. She's the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And according to the FTC, what is wrong with our debt collection system?
Well, the FTC says that the number one complaint they're getting from consumers is that debt collection practices are abusive and unfair. And so you're right, they came out yesterday and they told debt collectors who sometimes are within credit card companies or, you know, banks, but often they're separate firms. And they told them, you know, you need to provide a lot more information about how much money is really owed, break it down into the principal and the interest amount, because what happens is consumers often get these very vague lawsuits filed against them. They usually don't show up in court because there's not much information there. And if consumers don't show up in court, the debt collectors typically just win. And if they win...
By default.
If they win by default, in many states, they can garnish it from your wages, which means just take it right out of your paycheck. So it's this, you know, kind of crazy spiral here that the FTC is focusing on asking states to enforce.
So one of the things that they pointed to was this practice of actually selling debt to a debt collection company. The company writes it off their books. They sell it to the debt collection company. How does that kind of complicate the whole system?
So these are these firms I was talking about.
Right.
They're debt collection specialists. And what they do is they go to a big credit card company. The credit card company can't get your debt easily. So they sell it for 5 cents on the dollar.
Five cents on the dollar.
That's a typical amount to a debt collection firm. And the debt collection firm just has to collect more than 5 cents on the dollar, you know, on an average basis
to make a profit.
But what these firms have done is they've set up these massive computerized systems where they can just dump in all the social security numbers and the info on the debt and then automatically print out these lawsuits and file them. A story in the Times today by my colleague Andy Martin talks about how there's one firm, for instance, in the New York area that's been filing 80,000 of these debt collection lawsuits a year, but they only have 14 lawyers. So, I mean, that shows you how these computers are kind of printing them out.
Is the FTC going to fix it?
Well, there's nothing wrong with using these firms, but what the FTC wants is for states to push these companies to provide a lot more information to consumers so that they can better defend themselves.
Just as the credit card companies now have to provide more information. Louise Story is a Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.